This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden's lawyers say they found even more documents than first reported at the president's private home in Delaware. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
White House lawyer Richard Sauber now says six pages of classified documents were found at President Biden's home in Wilmington, Delaware, five more than first reported. That's in addition to the documents found in December in the president's garage and in November at his former offices in Washington, D.C. Sauber says the reason for the difference is that Biden's personal lawyers, who don't have security clearances, stopped their search after they found the first page in Wilmington. He says he personally found the additional material Thursday while facilitating their retrieval by the Justice Department. The apparent mishandling of classified documents and records from the Obama administration is now under investigation by a newly appointed special counsel. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Saturday, appealed to the West to supply more weapons to prevent further deaths from what he described as Russian terror.
Чи можна зупинити російський терор? Так. Чи можна зробити це якось інакше, ніж на полі бою в Україні? На жаль, ні.
In his nightly address Saturday, Zelensky said what's needed for this, the kind of weapons that our partners have in stockpiles and that our warriors have come to expect. The whole world knows what and how to stop those who are sowing death. Russia unleashed a major missile attack on Ukraine Saturday, smashing a nine-story apartment block in the city of Dnipro, killing at least five people and striking vital energy facilities, according to Ukrainian officials. More on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida said Saturday the G7 summit in Hiroshima in May should demonstrate a strong will to uphold international order and rule of law after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Speaking at a news conference in Washington a day after a summit with President Biden on Friday, Kishida made no mention of a comment by former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, who accused the Japanese leader on Saturday of shameful subservience to the United States. Syrian Foreign Minister Faisal Mekdad said Saturday that Turkey would have to end its military presence in his country to achieve a full rapprochement. He said, "We cannot talk about resuming normal ties with Turkey without removing the occupation, without ending terrorism, and returning the relations to the state that they were based on in the first place, he said, after meeting his Iranian counterpart in Damascus. Turkey's been a major backer of the political and armed opposition to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad during the 12-year conflict in Syria and has sent its own troops into swaths of the country's north. Russia, a key ally of Assad, is supporting a rapprochement between Damascus and Ankara, hosting talks between their defense ministers last month and aiming for meetings between the foreign ministers and eventually presidents. Authorities in Somalia say they've seized a weapons cache allegedly buried by al-Shabaab militants at a house in the Somali capital, Mogadishu, during a joint operation. A statement from the country's National Intelligence Agency said Saturday that a team carried out an operation in Mogadishu Friday that led to seizure of weapons allegedly buried by al-Shabaab militants. An official with the agency told VOA the seized content included improvised firearms, bombs, rounds of ammunition, and other explosives. A claim of finding a woolly mammoth has brought treasure hunters to a New York City river. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Several groups have flocked to the waterway off Manhattan in search of treasure. That's after hearing a guest on podcast host Joe Rogan's show make a claim based on an old report that a boxcar's worth of prehistoric bones brought to New York City from Alaska to be handed over to the American Museum of Natural History was thrown into the East River in the 1940s. Despite the lack of evidence, in recent weeks, treasure seekers have used boats, diving apparatus, and technology like remote-operated cameras to search. They're hoping the murky waters are hiding treasures like woolly mammoth tusks. Julie Walker, New York.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is pleading with Californians to stay alert through several more rounds of stormy weather. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.